Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is Radio.
This is Sandy, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Another session. Learn the lesson.
50 more years of hip hop.
Action, more action, floor cracking, more passion. Beat my people at raw rapping, house to house like I'm door dashing. Assassin, you asking, who is this? And I'm still laughing. Forward thinking, never backtracking. Boom bapping, never rap lacking. Got my people all up in the place. Royalty with scar on their face. Chocolate rap, you can all get a taste. Architect, we built this place. Room, 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 time for the chase. Chase down traitors, invade this space. Keeping in pace in a hole like an ace or an ace in a hole when I throw in the base. Race, no, you didn't really want to race. Chase, no, you didn't really want to chase. You don't want to see me when I'm coming in a place. Living got the lyric in your motherfucking face. Got a lyric scream out what happened to his face. Mind him, I say him, I shit on the fleer. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what happened when you speak your rapping and your skills are lacking and your beats are whacking and you meet the captain, defeat the dragon. Your mouth is shut because you're eating a magnum.
50 more years of hip-hop.
Yeah, listen. All I do is spit raw. Stick around and you'll get more. This is what I spit for. That other shit I ignore. Show my best to fuck. Go off the top like a wig store. I give more. Rappers looking puzzled like they jigsaw. As you can see me rising like from the third floor to the sixth floor. 1520 Sedgwick Avenue. Come do a quick tour. Ben Aki. Stop listening to hip hop culture's enemies. And go to the website firstplaceofhiphop.nyc. You know that this is where the truth at. Everybody that was old school was one time a new jack. So think about where you at and the future looking you back. Are you gonna be able to school cats or be where them fools at? I'm coming again with the boom back. Many just can't do that. So I bring my reps and effects when I'm swinging on these new jacks. All you hear is boom crack. You still asking who's that? Well, it's the teacher, Newark, New Jersey. That's where the school's at. Listen, they switching up your whole position. Popeyes went from eating spinach now to frying chicken. You better listen. Knowledge reigns supreme. That other shit's weird shit. This that original foundation, old gray beard shit. Yeah, I see the ice for where them vocals at. You see the double metaphors I express on these local cats. I bring the focus back. This shit here is hot. We spitting after 50 years of hip hop. What we want?
50 more years of hip hop.
We reppin' every block, we are never gonna stop. We got
50 more years of hip-hop.
Breakin' MC and writin' beatboxin' DJin'. We got
50 more years of hip-hop.
The best and no less, relieve the stress and stay fresh. We doin'
50 more years of hip-hop.
You see, we all here, we goin' 50 more years.
Yeah, while y'all was suffering from future shock, hurting and hating, waiting for that other shoe to drop. I was relocating this whole operation to the top for you to copy and paste in case you forgot. I'm super hot and beyond your range. It's kinda strange how to change the climate ain't because the climate change. I acquired this affinity for finer things like pitfalls, range, and rules from gold chains and dangers when niggas get high then die fameless. Flood spiral out of the chamber and fly aimless. I was too wise to the game to try candy from strangers who speak anything but my language. Ooh, from the Indian cheese is my fragrance. Food, I consider these thieves that's not gangsters. So many fuck boys acting like they tough guys. I'ma call your bluff guys, let me see you uprise.
What? Okay, huh? Here we go.
tell me? You gon' tell me what?
I keep the 4-5 close, get your lo-fi smoke. Like the Wi-Fi broke, forget the wise guy jokes. Got my ties broke, financial status in the multi. Get your familiar, smoke on both sides though. Oh my, now reach into your pockets, pay homage. Pay me hundreds, so pay me no mind, bro. And my screen don't work, got an iPhone 4. Like the Wi-Fi broke, it's still a smartphone though. Okay, like K-Paso, mighty gone, cabrón. K-Tough guy, don't take me for no fun guy. See you with my third eye, people just with one eye. One time when I was ducking from the one time, it's one time weapon on my left side, I'm gunshot. Swimming in my new bins, doors open up like two fins. New whips on Dr. Seuss's. One fish, two fish, red whip, blue whip.
This motherfucker does not give a fuck about you. He is in his man.
Straight out the plains of the city of mine. Double planes into rises, ain't a rap and a ride. With cyclops eyes, straight stage, shadow with vibes. I wear the poltergeist in history, hardly alive. Monster or art, don't start. The little drive, die, dark, push you in long-term park. Hardly a mark, play a spider web like a heart. Sharp with a bodega cat claw, slash it a rap art. Relax, let it happen, it's automatic, I'm captain. Crap like I'm raising the mouth of a star cracking. Crack, man, I actually made a cat, they imagine. The kid who never compromise, I'll rat you bastards. Slid into the back and they left stabbing at random. Abracadabra, got these maggots tracking the magic. Rap it how you speak, not deep, you lacking a fathom. Well, tough guys dreaming of smashing thoughts of smash atoms.
Are you serious with this? This is what it's come to? We have to walk around outside like we're fucking gangsters.
Hey.
I am.
Yeah.
The bar killer, I stole a demon from Godzilla. A god body with temperament of a Godzilla. And you ain't shit, you fucker, barely a heart filler. A dictator with hard heart, I starve niggas. I'm out with linen and writing in red ink again. And I'm on linen with women, pleasure and pink again. And the destruction, the world seems on the brink again. You think you got me, a poppy, you better think again. I leave you shot in the seat, that they set Lincoln in. I pop you with the same pistol they pop Reagan with. I'm all nation, so fuck with me on a cash basis. I'm outrageous, slap faces to calm patience. I rock stages, rap it raw for all races. No patience for racism in the damn face. Cold races, I stay in God's divine grace. And all my chains on when I rap, bitch, I'm so faceless.
Fade away on all you hoes like Gianna Bryant. If I have a daughter, I would teach her how to kill the side.
father. Like a mama, at the same time, still vibrant. Like how your daddy taught you. I knew that when you got older, you was gonna drop 82. Get on any beat that they put me on, know the flow is cashew. And I was blessed by the holy one, I didn't have to at you. Yes, sir. I got a 007 presence. I know the white girls chasing me to get the 007 heaven. Merlin, nigga, the shit I'm in is very pleasant. It's the difference between a gift and a present. What's up? It's just the poetry jam.
This just the whole with me, Sam. I don't got friends, I got fam. Young nigga from the motherland. The brightness that comes from the man. This just the whole with me, Sam. I don't got friends, I got fam. Young nigga from the motherland. The brightness that comes from the man. This just the whole with me, Sam. I don't got friends, I got fam. Young nigga from the motherland. The brightness that come from the man.
Y'all already know what time it is. This is the Renaissance Poetry Jam, and I am your host, Eric, the Renaissance Poet. Excited to be back in the building. I'm excited for poetry. This is all about the art. I'm looking forward to what you guys have brought to the table. It's been one of those weeks where you've been missing the art, looking for a place to bring your stuff, and you brought it here. I'm humbled by the fact you guys continue to show up. With that being said, if you're new here, it's your first time coming to the show, I'm going to need you to bring your best shit if you're going to spit. But in saying that, I need you to understand what that means, because, you know, you're new. You don't know how we get down. But your best shit is not the stuff that we want to hear that you think is going to impress me, the host, or the event page host, or all your peers. We want you to spit that shit that's coming from your soul. That's your best shit. That shit you've been needing to get up off of you. And you brought it here. Yeah, this is the place. This is the time. And that's all I got to say on that, because, you know, we don't spend a whole lot of time monologuing. We get to the show. So I'm going to get to the first caller. We got 424 in the building.
What's up, brother?
What's happening, man? Let everybody know who we got on the mic.
This Anthony Arnold.
Already. Back to get another one of them number one trophies. I see you first to the mic tonight. What's happening, brother?
Not much, man. Not much. Just chilling.
Already, man. Glad to have you back, man.
I'm glad to be back.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. So being that you're the show starter for the night, I'm going to let you, you know, set the tone. So I know you're ready to do your thing, so I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
All right. I'm going to do something a little different than normal. This is a piece called Cheating Dreams. She stared at him in the middle of the night. Her mind was moving at the speed of light. Even though she knew that it was only a dream, he didn't know that as he slept peacefully. That was to be his downfall. How dare he cheat with that slut? And right in front of her, what did she have that I didn't? And why would he choose her? I bore your children, did everything you ever wanted, became the slut you wanted at home, the queen you wanted in the streets. I'll fix you. I truly will. The knife plunged into his chest. One, two, three times. He woke up choking on his own blood, trying to find out what happened. The last words that he ever heard. That's what you get for cheating on me in my dreams.
You did not have to end it with no evil ass laugh, for real, man. That's how you gonna come in here with that, bro? You gonna hit me with the Vincent Price? Wait. So I'm listening to the piece, and I'm thinking like, okay, he got to be like doing something in some type of dream, like, you know, maybe he said her name, and you know, I'm thinking, oh, he about to elaborate on that. You go straight to the knife plunge, brother. You went straight to the killing,
brother. It wasn't
his
dream, though. It wasn't his dream. It was hers.
And she went
he never knew anything about it. Everything
like
that
you said,
happened,
he was sleeping peacefully.
Yeah. Everything that happened in her head. He never knew anything about it. So
Nightmare on Elm Street shit you got going on, brother.
I told you it was something a little different.
It was. You got some cryptic stuff going on. I see you elevating your pen, but you ain't have to hit me with the Vincent Price, man. You didn't have to do that.
I thought it was
for it. I feel you. You got to make sure you're on the next Thriller video when Thriller 2 come out.
I'll have to make sure I keep my voice intact then.
Yes, sir. Go ahead and do that. What you sipping on, man? You got anything you drink tonight?
No, man. I'm a diabetic. I can't drink alcohol. But I did have some ice tea.
I'm diabetic, too. You know, but that tequila's kind of, you know, but I ain't going to influence you. I'm going to let you have your tea, man. I'm going to let you have your tea, brother.
No, but the thing about it is, with the medicine that I take, if I take anything that's remotely close to alcohol, me and the porcelain god get to know each other very quickly.
Well, now, you know, I'm going to let you live your life, brother. Don't let me influence you, man. Don't let me do nothing to have you praising that dude there. I ain't even on that, so I appreciate you for coming through and doing your thing, brother, and showing us something different. You know, get your tea on, and hopefully, you know, you make it back to the next show. And if you do keep listening, you know, please, you know, feel free to comment on the event page to the post that you appreciate, or if you have anything that you want to share, you know, also feel free to put that on the event page.
I will do so, sir.
Already. But that is Anthony Arnold doing his thing. We're going to go ahead and go to the next caller. We have 445 in the building.
Hey, this is La Perla Negra. How y'all doing?
Look, you almost had two in a row. He's almost the show started two in a row, but Anthony got you.
I see. I had to send my grandson in the room with his uncle because he's in the terrible twos. He has discovered his voice can squeal at a very high decibel, and he does not want my attention drawn to anything but him. So if I get on the phone, I start practicing spitting a piece, he's grabbing my face like, ah! I'm like, boy,
you'll leave
alone.
Like, these kids want all the attention. You can't do nothing.
Oh, my God. Then he want to sit up on me, man. I'm like, boy, can I get up and go to the bathroom? Okay,
no.
I'm a diabetic, too. He's
going
to
hit the door, too. He's going to be slapping on the door, too, while you in there. Y'all already know.
Oh, he got to come down the hallway with me. And see, I have a really, really large bathroom. So he can actually walk around in circles and not worry about anything. I'm like, I don't really want you in here with me. He's like,
Look at you. Spoiled him to death. Well, I appreciate you finding time, you know, way, you know, being able to do it. I know how it is when you got the babies with you. I appreciate you finding a moment to press one and come through and spit on the show. So I'm going to let you do your thing while you got a moment, because he's going to show up. I know it. So I'm going to let you do your thing and press mute. Mic is yours.
Thank you. All right, this is Untitled. Sometimes the worst sound for a poet is silence, because it can be so earth-shatteringly loud that it breaks what's left of the parts of them that haven't been broken. They're already giving you pieces of themselves that still have some strength while trying to pull out the seams of the fabric that they fabricate just to get a clear view. See, as a poet, we like to speak to life. And quiet is fine then, because quiet allows for a still sound, like the gentle caressing of leaves on branches by the wind and small waves only seen because of sunlight glistening off the peaks. But silence, silence is a nothing, a loneliness where life ceases to be active and companionship can't be located. No stories heard, no kisses, not even a scent of what once was comfort. No dreams remain remembered in the nothingness of silence. There is no peaceful slumber or a vacant heart that feels like shards of broken glass, because the mind is messy now with just a stumped development of possibilities, positivity, and hope. That's that piece.
Already. I mean, I need that line when you started with the silence. Give me that line one more time.
Let me go back. Okay, so this is but silence is a nothing, a loneliness where life ceases to be active and companionship can't be located.
Now, I'm tying this back to where you started, and you said as a poet, you like to spit to life.
Mm-hmm.
So the silence, you know, from me as a, you know, just interpreting how it hits me as a poet, is as deafening as it could possibly be, because as a poet, we want to be heard. And
mm-hmm.
silence is certainly the nothingness. It's a void, mm-hmm. you know, to be in.
Yep.
So if you're a poet with words and you're surrounded by nothing, and you can't penetrate it, well, that's a sad existence.
Mm-hmm.
You said a whole, yep. You said a whole lot in a little right there.
Yeah. It's true. It is a difference between just quiet. Quiet can be a peaceful thing, but silence, like I said, is just a nothingness. Have you ever been in complete, like, silence? There's a sound in our head that we are. I think it's just radiating because we are so used to some kind of sound around
right.
us. And then it's like it's something lingering, some kind of ringing. I'm not going to keep you long, but a story was told about a man that was tortured, where he was locked in a room in complete darkness and complete silence. And the silence drove him absolutely mad within a couple of hours. And I know exactly what that means, because I've been in complete silence, and it is super, super loud what's lingering from the sound that we're used to. So, yeah.
You know, that there's the facts to that. A lot of people don't understand that it is it's a torture tactic that can be used to be placed into a soundproof, you know, situation. But when you, it's like going deaf. You're used
mm-hmm.
to hearing something, some type of ring, but when there is absolutely nothing, you are questioning everything because you can't hear it. You can't hear anything at all. You can't even hear ringing in your ears. If there's no sound, it can drive you crazy. So absolutely, that's a dope piece, and it provokes conversation, and that's what happens, you know, when you're a great writer. So I love what you brought here, and I'm just enjoying your elevation.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hey, Queen, I see you back there.
Already. We appreciate you always showing up and sharing the page and doing what you do for Epiphany Radio, what you do for us at Renaissance. And again, you always show up, and we're thankful for that. If there's anything that you want to speak on, because I know that you're an Epiphany host, then please feel free to do that and to share on the event page if you have things that you want us to see.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, you can catch me every Monday night co-hosting with King Atterbury, a.k.a. Sergio Atterbury, in King and Queen's Quarter, then that's just Bring What You Got. And every Wednesday night, you can catch me co-hosting with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Mrs. Ziyaki, in Divas Talk. Lately, it's been a lot of open mic because, you know, life is life. And so, you know, I take a little bit of the pressure off by just letting y'all bring what y'all want.
You know how we do. I know what you mean. That's how we get down. So I get it. So again, I appreciate you for coming through. You know, if you end up sticking around, please feel free to comment on anybody's, you know, poems that you appreciate, or again, to share to the event page. And you know, see you next time.
I'll try if this little boy let me. I will try. Thank you.
Already.
One love, one mic.
Already. That was La Pearl and Negra doing her thing. We're going to go to the next caller. We have 937 in the building.
Hello. Good evening.
What's happening? Let everybody know who we have on the mic tonight.
This is Adrienne Simone, poet Sugar Brown. And special guest, my daughter, Terea Paris. You're getting a 2-for-1 special tonight.
Uh-oh. Okay, so what y'all got in store for us? Y'all doing a poem together? How y'all getting down?
Well, I'm actually digging into the vault to pull out a poem from 2012, and she will be singing an original piece that will set the tone for the poem I'm going to be doing. But before you give us the mic, she will need to do a quick mic check.
Okay.
That sound clear?
Have her do it again? Absolutely.
Can you hear me okay?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, her song is called Gone, and we're going to go on and get started.
Already. Well, I'm excited. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Thank you.
So we are going to have to bring that back when they get a chance, because that is not good at all. So We are going to go to the next caller. Hopefully they will be calling back in. We have 240 in the building.
Hey, hey, what's going on? Rhett Strauss, what's happening?
What's happening, Joe? What is happening with you, brother?
Oh, man, I don't know what's going on tonight, man. So, you know, kind of a topsy-turvy world today, man.
Man, it is that, man. It's been a minute, man. Good to hear your voice.
Yeah, good to hear you, man. Shit. Always a pleasure. Doing a poetry jam with Reynolds, you know what I'm saying? Love the poetry.
Man, look, I look forward to this, man. I look forward to, you know, all the poets that come through and all the creativity. Man, I was enjoying what I was just hearing. You know, oh man, she has a wonderful voice. And hopefully they don't get to call back and do that again. That was terrible for it to go out like that. But hopefully they definitely gotta do that again here. Because I want to see how that finishes. But, brother, man, it's been one of those nights, man. You know, I don't know if that was blog talk, but, you know, we're not going to let blog talk steal the show.
Oh, no, man.
Uh-oh. You're going to be number three at this point. They're going to do their thing, you know, and hopefully the other people come back. You know, I always know that you got some dope stuff, man. I love your poetry. I love your style, the cadence. You know, we always know Joe going to come hit us with something smooth, you know. And before you hit us with something smooth, what's the name again? What's the other name you got, man?
Oh, Lou Draws, man. Lou Draws.
I guess fake for a second.
Might get. no spoiler alerts, nothing like that. But, yeah, Lou Draws better.
Already. Well, I appreciate you, man, for always coming through, so I'm going to let you do your thing. I'm going to press mute.
All right.
Mic is yours.
Excuse me. The goal of you people, your death means more to me than your life ever did. I know that sounds cold to say, but we bury you in your best suit. Look at you now. Ready to go out in style. You never crossed my mind when you were alive. Look at us. We gathered here for the free food. And I have a thing for black dresses and sharp shoes. And you actually came up in conversation last year. You were overseas then. You were overseas when this happened. Who will oversee the tears left behind? In those years left behind with angered memories. Funny how dear is a term of endearment. Funny how when you came home, she was gone. Funny how you couldn't get alone. Multicolored swatches of cloth to honor life that was lost. Three hearts, two were purple. A village of life was saved for sacrifice. You were a worthy man. You were a war veteran. You were destitute without an end in sight. You were dog tags. Is that why they called them that? You were treated worse, and dog fighting is illegal in 50 states. United ain't unified if you're a deeper shade, let's say. Let us pray. Let us pray for the sins we commit every day. What we won't do is complain about the very same thing you did just today. Is this heaven meant to ease our minds? Flowers and false tears at a shrine. If death is cared for more than life, then fill my cup with pennies. I want to purchase a semi-romantic fantasy. I want to lay with our clothes on. Engage the sight of red nails with your hose on. Let's get our prose onto the background of some old songs. Every moment will be tantric, touching and not having it. I write a poem to every moan of existential pleasure. A longer route to extend this evening's lovely treasure. As far as the weather, it will be rainy. Whether or not it's raining, I have recordings of thunderstorms. is rewarding, contorting with your knickers on. One button at a time when lightning strikes, a time when hugs and fright feel secure. I want a night with that type of allure. There are many ways we can engage. That way is just to see you splay your goddess days. Now, baby, that's a preview. One-handed bra popper, phalanges oils onto your sinew. Then you, yeah, we get to that. Let's get back to that blouse. Does anyone love breasts anymore? Does anyone just lay to rest anymore? Slay, perquest, pay for less. No one a brother's paperless. We eat dinner on a budget, one sandwich between us, loving like millionaires. Who gives a fuck about thinning hair? But to have such beauty just to see. I'm never quick to peel the appeal, loving in an aquarium when I'm not used to sharing it. I often stick with what moves my ideals. To soothe what I feel, I want your clothes on. If you ever got interrupted by your own kids, quick is not romantic. That's in your own head to lay down in clothes over long periods. By the beach, by the lake, let's be serious. Teasing little spits and glimpses of silken thighs, an ankle bracelet, fishnet pattern, a little playful, wishful pat on her. Hey, what you got on here? Romantic fantasy displayed in your mirror, dear. See me love you in my reflection. I want to move it through your eyes. Hard to see as lovers, but to love her, you get to see it all. Every stitch from the tip of a hip, every flea from the back of a knee, to me, that's romantic. Spending time in a museum, that's romantic. To visit the matriarch and get that spark of a weakened eye. We were dancers back then. I was a chance to. You were the one I'd run to for the simple cover of being. Flowers before the weekend of any weekend, romantic despite some weekends, and a trip to the store for something more than sheepskins, a competitive game of cards just to count how many times either one of us wins. Romance is charming. That may lead to spawning. Sometimes I'm all in it, but tonight I want your clothes on. It's my piece. Thank you.
Man, you better... You better fucking spit, Jones. Damn, I'm sitting trying to pick a line, and you just keep dropping line after line after line. This whole piece flows. The cadence is ridiculous, man. You got to post this in the event page. I need to just sit, take my time and read this piece, man. This is some smooth shit, brother.
All right, bro. I appreciate it, man.
I mean, damn. You said a lot of shit. The sinew line, right? The stanza right after you said sinew. Just give me that. It's just too many, but I need one. Just go and give me that one.
Oh, okay. Damn, you find that motherfucker. Oh, yeah, here we go. Oh, the one after the sinew?
Yeah, right when you right after you said sinew.
Okay. Phalanges oil onto your sinew, then you, yeah, we'll get to that. Let's get back to that blouse. Does anyone love breast anymore? Does anyone just lay to rest anymore?
Just the way that whole thing set up, everything else you said, just ridiculous, man. Just so much wordplay, man. It makes no sense, man. I'm just sitting back like, damn, I need to just go ahead and put my pen in the box, man, and bury that shit. Y'all killing it, man. Y'all killing it.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Already. You sipping on anything? What you got over there tonight, brother?
Oh, it's strawberry soda, man. That's all. Strawberry soda.
Already, man. Appreciate you, Joe. Coming through doing your thing. Already. Joe the Verbal, that's Lou Draws in the building. And hopefully you stick around, man. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Absolutely.
Already. Man, it looks like we got the call back, so we're going to bring them back in so they can do their thing. We're going to start this. We're going to run this back.
We're going to run it back.
We got to run this back. So I'm going to let y'all just right. We just go right on in. So I'm going to press mute.
So nice.
We're
going to do it twice. Here we go.
Already.
Always used two fingers, pressed against my lips in a silent kiss, slid them deep into my abyss and rubbed them together like cricket legs until he heard my chirp, a high-pitched sigh that broke the silence. Them same two fingers used to point, aim, and shoot like steel, bullet fleeing into the night, then silence. He made me cry and moan, pleasure ripping through my spine, giggling. Then silence. He made a mother cry and mourn when bullets pierced spine and ripped through her son's flesh. No more laughter, just silence. When I looked into his eyes, sparkling and fierce, deep with a passion fire I can't explain. That night his eyes were deep and fierce, cold with a hate that answers to nigga as his name. Thought I was his remedy, his medicine, his drug, his cure. He pushed two fingers into me until he couldn't feel death on his hands anymore, jabbing at his pain until I whispered his name. Two fingers didn't need to explain, just be. He had to touch something special, so he touched me. He was trading gunshot residue for my sticky jism juice. He used two fingers of me to chuck up his deuce, used two fingers of me to calm his mind. He used two fingers and me to avoid during the time. He used two fingers and me because that's where he could hide. He used two fingers and me to make himself feel alive. He used two fingers and me as his therapy until I held out one finger and asked him about dropping to one knee. As he walked out my life, he threw up two fingers. They looked like a peace sign. Don't know how I missed that he had always been practicing say goodbye. The mistake was mine. Two fingers in peace. In peace.
Jesus Christ. First off, let me go to the voice that just blessed the mic singing like that. I mean, a gorgeous voice. Hold on, I can't be by myself with this. Let me go and bring Kim up here, cause you got to understand. You just came through here with a siren type voice, just beautiful. And then of course the words, which is funny, cause the voice is beautiful, but the words was real.
The word was real. What stuck out to me was, if you want to stay, you should. But if you don't, I'm going for good. How you make that sound so beautiful? I mean, come on. It sounds gorgeous, but that's dangerous right there. Man, just enjoy the beat, the way that you sang with it, and then the riffs, you were just showing out. That's just showing off right there with the riffs. Then we get to the poem, because I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready because the Two Fingers started out and ended the same kind of way. Like, wait a minute, okay, it's going, and then it, the Deuces is not the kind of Deuces I was expecting with the way it started. To understand the level of passion, need to get away from what's going on in the world was so strong. I mean, y'all came through and just demolished the mic tonight.
Appreciate that. If I can just say, when I wrote this poem back in 2012, she was 12. So to fast forward to now, and she writes a song that I can dig back in and pull this out to go with, I was like, hold on, I got to do this. I got to do this with this song. So
I'm
happy and proud of her.
Y'all just put that together like it's something y'all just did, and it wasn't, on purpose. You were just able to pull the piece, but man, that's crazy how that went together and how y'all did that. I'm just excited about the fact that a song Tristan came to bless the show, and it was part of poetry. It's a big deal. So man, I'm excited. I can't wait to hear the feedback. I mean the replay on that.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to say that was beautiful. First and foremost, welcome to the show, Red. Your voice, I was literally swaying, like just literally swaying to your voice. Like it made me close my eyes, and I got so wrapped up into your voice, and it was the perfect segue into her poem. And then what you did, Adrian Simone, what you did with the poem, just with the tunes, like all the different ways you spun the tunes was just deep. And the way it ended was like, I'm with Keith. I definitely, this is a poem that you can't just listen to once. You got to kind of let that play back again, because it was, I mean, we got such a treat with the serenade into the poem. It was, man, this is perfect. This, I can't wait. I'm very excited.
Yeah, looking forward to some of that. And if you feel comfortable enough to put the lyrics on the event page as well as the poem that you did, and so we can kind of absorb the words, please feel free to put that on the event page.
Will do. And by the way, we're sipping on. Hold on, we sipping on.
Oh, wait, okay.
We sipping on. A bottle of 2000 Corbel champagne that I broke out, because that's the year she was born. So that's what we sipping on.
Oh, so y'all celebrating over there. All right,
we celebrating already.
That's a full celebration. Make sure y'all post a picture of that. And I need a picture of your beautiful face, Rhea, because I want to post that alongside your mom. Because I always make sure I post pictures of whoever is on the mic so everybody can give you your compliments, because your voice is truly beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Absolutely.
No problem.
Look here. That sounds really good. I don't have nothing like that to compare it to, so I'm going to have to just live off y'all taste buds. That sounds good. I need some champagne like that, too. That sounds great.
All right. We got you.
Already. Well, hopefully, you'll be able to enjoy the rest of the show. If not, we appreciate you guys coming through and doing your thing. If you are able to listen and you enjoy some poetry on the event page, please feel free to comment on those poets and what they did. And, man, just thank you guys for coming through. I really enjoyed that. That was a treat. Look forward to hearing more.
Most definitely. Thank you.
All right. Man, thank you. I ain't put it back yet. That was something else. fact that did Blog Talk try to take that from us and do something crazy, they almost got away with it. But I'm glad they were able to come back and do their thing. So we got 10 minutes left before the break, so I'm going to come with another caller here. So I'm going to bring in 707.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a drink.
I'll see. I was about to put Kim back on the event page, but I might as well leave her back in here. What's happening? Let everybody know who we got on the mic.
This is sleepy.
It's what? who?
Lily, a.k.a. Sleepyhead. Did y'all call me while I was asleep?
Luckily,
get it together, sis.
Luckily, we did not bring you in.
Look, I'm laying up here waiting in queue, and then before I know it, I woke up like I hear talking. Oh shit!
You know what?
Yeah, luckily,
you know what?
Look, we didn't call a few people snoring, and we didn't know. We're not trying to add you to that list.
Don't become a poster child for snoring.
And then I called early. I said, It's a chance I may have been snoring on the, oh, well, ain't the first time. How y'all doing?
Nah, you didn't contribute no snores to this show. You had to worry about it. It wasn't no snores contributed this time around.
Nah, you good. Lord, I know I say no catfish down, but shit.
Exactly. I ain't no catfish snore like that.
Yeah, it's rough out here.
Hey, we appreciate you coming through and always supporting the show and doing your thing. How have you enjoyed the show so far?
Before I fell asleep, it was awesome. And I'm sure it was awesome during my slumber as well.
Already. Yeah, we need you to, I don't know, if you're sipping on something, you might need to stop. If you're not, you might need to start. We didn't want to get you together.
Look, my lips has not touched one piece of alcohol, but I have something called Chirons, them TKers and kindergartners and all them. Yeah, they keep me busy.
That's why you're tired over there. That's why you're falling.
Yes. 18 school days left. That's time.
Almost there. You're almost there. But thanks again for coming to the show. So, you know, before you, you know, nod off. We don't want that. I'm gonna let you do your thing. I'm gonna press mute. Mic is yours.
Okay, I guess I'll do a throwback since it's Mother's Day weekend. So this is titled Photographs of You. I chased you in my dreams, down hollow halls with walls covered with pictures of you, from my birth to your death. My heart wept because you're no longer here. It's been 17 years, 17 long years of not having you near. There was movement in each photograph that I passed, snapshots from my childhood where you stood, a constant fixture in my life. I wiped the tears from my eyes that blinded my view of you. All I could see were those pictures on the wall. Each was a happy memory replayed as I grew up with my siblings. That loving feeling I felt when you hugged me. Your presence when I gave birth to my sons. Your smile beamed like the sun, which always made my heart dance. I glanced down the hall only to see you turn the corner, further away from my grasp. This was my last chance to reach out and grab your hand. I know that God reserved a spot for you in the promised land, but I still need you. You were the super glue that held my heart together. It shattered as I watched you go upstairs to heaven. You turned facing me, embraced me, and stayed just long enough to sweep up the broken pieces, mending them back whole. You hugged me one last time, telling me it was time to go home. You said I won't be alone because you inserted a piece of yourself within the valve that keeps me alive. Inside inside of those picture frames are moments that will never die. So for now, it's goodbye. Don't cry, my love, because up above, beyond those stairs, is where I need to be. You said to me as you walked away, as I retreated down hollow halls with walls covered with pictures of you, the sun shined brighter than it ever had. Was momentarily sad, but then I realized that all of your years on this earth, you prepared to be with Jesus, leave us, because your spirit will always be with us. I still dream of you, though.
An appropriate piece for the holiday. There's a line that just really stuck out to me. You said, I won't be alone because you inserted yourself in the vow that keeps me alive. Could you give me that full stanza back one more time?
Okay. You turned facing me, embraced me, and stayed just long enough to sweep up the broken pieces, mending them back whole. You hugged me one last time, telling me it was time to go home. You said I won't be. You said I won't be alone because you inserted a piece of yourself within the valve that keeps me alive. Inside of those picture frames are moments that will never die. So for now, it's goodbye.
Whew. That's tough. And I know there's a lot of people that this piece resonates with because, a parent isn't here or a mother isn't here. And, I mean, you wrote the hell out of this piece. You have so many facets to your pen, and I enjoy, how you deliver them. And you change your tone and you change your cadence to fit these pieces. And a lot of people don't have that ability to bring that type of energy into the piece and that emotion so that it resonates, so that people feel it. And you do a masterful job with that. Kim?
Yeah. First and foremost, you already know I relate to this piece very well. You definitely pulled out the line that's probably going to be echoing through me throughout this whole weekend. Like that,
wow.
You said you won't be alone because you inserted a piece of yourself in the valve that keeps me alive. Like, forever a part of each other for that reason. And then you said you were the super glue that held my heart together. Your smile beamed like the sun, which always made my heart dance. This line right here, I really felt like I was walking through a hallway of walls filled with pictures when you said there was movement in each photograph that I passed. That was such a vivid line. Like, I felt like I was walking right alongside you down a hallway of pictures of your mom on the wall, you and her, different memories. Like he said, you definitely have layers to your pen, and this right here, you did a great job of capturing the emotion and pulling us into exactly where you are, even in the most vivid spaces. So, man, very heartfelt piece.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
You.
We appreciate you coming through, Lily, as always, and doing what you do. Hopefully you'll be able to stick around for the rest of the show and enjoy some more good poetry. If not, I understand that Sandman is in your ear.
Yeah.
So, if you're able to stick around, we coming right back with Host Spit. We're going to play you some new music. Hopefully you guys can enjoy it. This is Renaissance Poetry.
Appreciate you guys. Happy Mother's Day to you, Kimberly, and all the other mothers out there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. I'll play you some good music right here. I'll hit you with this. PJ Morton, Good Morning.
How did I in the morning. Sometimes I can't wait to fall asleep so I can wake up for you again. Good morning. Good morning. It's hard for me to believe it's real, so I must be dreaming.
Could it be your nice, silky tone that makes me want you, girl? Distant nights and love on the phone as I touch myself.
Was that wrong?
How I want you more.
The mood evoked incense smoke, and I'm burning up in temperature, ready to explode. Yeah. Come take a toke, let's float, baby, oh, high, higher crown. She floats like leaves on the breeze when she takes a toke of me, expeditiously, light speed, not light amphetamines, heavy on the need, addicted. We get the shakes, get baked in the sun. We be the sum of all the dopest needle injections, pookie with the facial expressions, wild cocaine grizzly. Drunk in love, we get tipsy, get dizzy like cannabis leaves. We spin. We look like the Chronic album on turntables. We turn over tables like Jesus. But her water is already wine. Getting high has changed us. The evolution is real. We feel everything. She is everything. The moon and the stars, quasars and Mars, an exploding star, the supernova, painted on my stroke of genius. A masterpiece on my skin, we blend like blue and yellow makes green, go together like oxygen and trees, like lungs that take in CO2 to breathe, like gills, for our ancestors became mermaids. Like warm water she pours over my feet to bathe, feels like love, antiquated. They don't make this shit no more. Y'all too afraid to even let go, let alone go to the edge of consciousness, to take a leap of faith, to bathe in these forbidden lakes, the Lazarus, rebirth of the mind, blind out here leading the blind while our third eyes are wide open, like baby birds needing to feed. My mouth is open for orgasm. Leaving her legs shaking when she walks like a newborn deer. She is so dear to me. I feed with a different kind of need. We devour one another like missing nourishment, like Dolly Struthers feeding African Bedley, starving for affection, starving for connection, for addiction, starving for friction, starving for that heat that melts icebergs at sea. I guess that means she melts me. Her excellent head allows me to bleed into her consciousness. DNA equally yoked. No need to scramble. We are the example that all addictions don't need to be kicked. This is a habit that I don't need to lick. But I do. I don't have no shame. Fuck it, you can call it a gloat. We so high, we leave the universe when we float. At this point, does it even matter what I wrote? This is some bullshit. We dip like my grandpop in his tobacco. When I spit in like a fiend in staccato, my flow is like an IV drip, straight to the lips. My feet dance like Crips when I walk her way. I'm literally sick when I walk away, like my body is broke. God damn. Come here, baby. I feel like I'm gonna die if I don't get one more toke. Renaissance. Y'all know what time it is. This is Renaissance Poetry Jam, and we back. Got my sister in the building. We got the Hurricane Gabriella Renee with Hannah.
Now you already know you won't come in here with the serenade, okay? Listen, y'all are a whole vibe. Shout out to Rhea again. That was a whole vibe. And then you coming in, serenading us into such a smooth piece. Man, yo, the lines, we be the sum of all the dopest needle injections. We look like the Chronic album on turntable. Listen, okay? The supernova painted on my stroke of genius. Feels like love antiquated. They don't make this shit no more. Like baby birds needing to feed. My mouth is open for orgasms. But this is the line that... You got two lines here. You got starving for the heat that melts icebergs at sea. I guess that means she melts me. Slick. Then you said this is a habit that I don't need to kick. This is a habit I don't need to lick. But I do. So for that pause, listen, let me tell you something. Having the perfect pause, okay? Having the perfect pause and then having like that little cocky, you got to know how to do this when you spit a piece like this, man, because if you don't, it won't give all the character that it needs to give. This piece was fire. And then the staccato. Can you go back to the staccato line? Because that was just fire.
Yeah, I can do that. That's one of my favorite parts of the poem was, you know, the staccato. And of course, you know, I got a little excited, but let me get back to it. At this point, does it even matter what I wrote? This is bullshit. We dip like my grandpa. And his tobacco, when I spit like a fiend in staccato, my flow is like an IV drip, straight to the lips.
Come on now. Did y'all catch the staccato, like how he broke that up like staccato? You know what, my brother, like I said, it is an honor to be beside you. Your pen is fire. Never ceases to amaze me. I've heard this piece before, but you know, depending on the mood that we're in, we bring something different and new each time we spit our piece. And I love what you brought tonight. I love this piece. This piece is fire. And I just want to shout out everybody in the first half of the show. Thank y'all so much for rocking with us each and every time we hit the airwaves. You know, sometimes life happens, but y'all are still there. It means a lot to us. And just to network and vibe with all of y'all, this is why we do this for the art, for the culture. We do this because we enjoy what you guys bring. So thank you so much. And I'm looking forward to the second half of the show.
Indeed. And, you know, to kind of, you know, piggyback on, you know, what you just said there, a poem, and I believe I've only done that poem once before, it has a different energy in different moods and moments. I've never spit that poem like that.
Exactly.
I didn't sing it like that before. I sang it more like Anthony Hamilton. This time I sang it like me. It was me having fun in the piece, owning the piece. That was the energy. That was my best shit with this particular piece.
Hey, come on now. Come on.
So that's the kind of, you know, thing we're talking about. It doesn't matter if it's a poem that you've done before or you recited many times before. This was a different piece for me today. This felt different. This was completely different than any, you know, other time I may have recited it to myself, and certainly from the time that I did it on the show. So, you know, that's an example. You know, it doesn't have to be, you know, always brand new, but it felt brand new tonight. And so that's how it was
sure
delivered.
Is.
And that's what we want to do here. We want to, you know, sharpen, you know, whatever poem that you got that you want to bring through with that type of energy. That's what we are looking forward to because, you know, we want to reciprocate that kind of dope-ass energy. And I'm not going to lie, I felt dope spitting that piece. Whether people felt it was dope or not, don't matter. I felt like it was dope while I was spitting it. So that's
right.
The reality. But yeah, you know, I appreciate part. Everybody, you know, coming through. Like Kim was saying, you guys have always supported us. You've always come through and done, you know, really, really dope shit. And so, you know, with that being said, now that my poem's out the way, y'all might as well get ready to erase it from your memory because you know what time it is.
Batten down the hatches.
Y'all going to have to put them sandbags out there, get your mops, get all that stuff you got to do to make sure that your house is in order before
all this hurricane comes through.
All right? You understand? So I'm going to hurry to get out the way because I ain't got my flood shoes on. I got
way
my
too
flood
much.
Boots on
way
before you get started. I got my yellow galoshes. I got to put them things on before you spit.
You're doing the most.
On the real. Y'all ain't ready. I'm telling you, y'all got to be ready. You got to stay ready. So, yeah, without further ado, here comes the hurricane. Kimbrella Renee doing the thing. I'll press mute. Mic is yours.
All right. Word on the sheet is, poetry's water broke, and nobody could stop the flow. And now she has the world wide web holding each of her legs while the passionately performed penmanship into a purpose proposition made in the Most High's image for all of us to witness how progenies are born when brainstorm shapeshift and change forms into spoken and written deliverance with the artistic commitment to behold the idea of being a living and breathing poem. See, if I were a poem, I pique imminent interest in all of your senses through the sea of my sentences. I'd invite your insight to dive and thrive in my currents, ripples, and tides as you float and soak in the experience of being awakened and alive. If I were a poem, I'd be a pantry of that universal feed. I'd be life lessons wrapped in metaphors, alliteration, edification, stacked stanzas, and similes so we can simmer these thoughts in a pot of cadence and delivery to be stored in your memory like a mental cookbook of seasons for your seasons, plated with testimonies of his glory and sacred saliva verses that God spits. See, my vice grip would be a mic grip, and I'd be pearl clenched with bright wit that would bite lips and flip your light switch. See, I'd have a license to drive you into high view so you can bless the aim of your rivals when they choose to live backwards or even try to use you as target practice. See, if I were a poem, I'd be your favorite mattress to flip wisdom and words on. I'd build divergent dictionaries into your core and watch you get your verb on and spring into full action. I'd be penned polygraphs, unmasking false narratives and imposter syndromes, exposing them as villains like those meddling kids at the end of the Scooby-Doo episode. I'd be urgent. The emergence of hip-hop and that video music box theme song, I'd be nostalgic, like Stoopsit or Curtis Mayfield and Al Green on Full Spin. Friday night fish fries and card game arguments with cigarettes lit while spitting your best shit. Or maybe I'd be like a soundtrack, that euphonious conversations with times, places, and faces that shaped you, those embraces that changed you, or even those you needed desperately yet never received. See, if I were a poem, I'd need you to walk with me while the ancestors talk for me, to pass the torch, soundness and truth, and activate the same within our youth. I'd be journal journey to a black man's joy and a black protection, adjoining with the justice concerning the responsibility required to retire the funeral homes and graves dug for black love, because it's truly what this world is so afraid of in every facet. See, if I were a poem in this world of trends, baby, I'd be classic. Nicholas Brothers tap dances, classic. Ruby Dee and Ozzy Davis, classic. A Gordon Parks photograph, classic. Ernie Barnes Sugar Shack painting, classic. I'd be like the reemergence of spirit, intellect, and culture that hosted the hearts of Harlem into a rebirth, breaking barriers of how this world carries us, and our filament to how we be like the Lewis Latimer filament, emitting light as a result of being heated and mistreated. Incandescent translation, we be lit. like bulbs of expression, pressing on purpose and poetry's effaced service in preparation for the push, the slide, the push, the slide, the push, the slide of a confirming cry that we are all poetically scribed by the Most High, like dope verses over life beats. And even when they cease, the reach will continue to shift minds and gift minds with the accountability of knowing that we owe him beyond a conditionally clause recites as he blew poetry within our lungs when he gave us life. So see, there's no denying that I am many poems, but the question is, will I write? In peace.
No, you already know. You already know. Everything is smoking. Hurricane that came through. Shit on fire. Shit is flooded. All the shit. The tornadoes. Everything just hit. Just done. It is over. The Vince Carter throat slash. It is over. Look, the line where you was losing your shit. You know, it's already my favorite line. Cause you know I done read this whole piece. You know it's my favorite. But you talk about Belize, the way he was hitting those, you already know the flow was ridiculous. I need that stanza back. Just don't give me that.
Which one?
We were talking about the similes, the stanzas with the similes, oh. Just the rhyme scheme, with all that you was hitting right, because you know that's my shit right there.
All right. If I were a poem, I'd be a pantry of that universal feed. I'd be life lessons wrapped in metaphors, alliteration, edification, stacked stanzas, and similes so we can simmer these thoughts in a pot of cadence and delivery to be stored in your memory like a mental cookbook of seasons for your seasons, plated with testimonies of his glory and sacred saliva verses that God fit. See, my vice grip would be a mic grip, and I'd be pearl clenched with bright wit that would bite lips and flip your light switch.
That shit is ridiculous. I'm done. I don't have nothing else for nobody. I'm done. That is ridiculous. That whole rhyme scheme is out of control. That it's just out of control right there. That's what the dopest poems in a row.
I appreciate you. I enjoy that piece. Obviously, I think a lot of us know that piece came from a challenge that was given out to us as poets, if I were a poem. So, you know, I definitely enjoyed writing that piece. It allowed me to tap into a lot of our history, a lot of our culture, and just honor, you know, poetry and the fact that, you know, what I said, you know, when God blew life into my lungs, those were poems right there. So it's not even a question about if I'm a poem, is am I going to manifest, am I going to write? So that's the way I wanted to end that piece.
And you did it. You did it. That poem is out of control, for real. And, I mean, that's just a snippet. You know, I don't think anybody can even catch everything the first time. So I am to listen to the replay. You might want to listen to what she said two or three times to catch it all, or catch half of it all, because it's a lot. She said a lot. There's a lot of lines in that piece. Just a fantastic poem, just, you know, showcasing her ability to show intellect and rhyme scheme and painting pictures. And again, you guys sharpen our pen, because all tonight, that's what it's been. Every single poet who has came through tonight has painted that picture with those words and that wordplay and that style and that cadence. Like, every single person has come through tonight and done it. And it is really, you know, promoted the energy. And man, I love what I'm hearing, and hopefully it continues going forward. So Kim, I'm gonna leave you on here for a second while I go to the next caller, and I'm going to bring in 818 was the next caller. 818 in the building.
Hello.
Look who is in the building. Let everybody know who we got on the mic.
Feel the vibe. This is Brother Rob Chimbe, poet in the building. I want to say real quickly to both of y'all, You know, I've heard your pieces, you know, almost every week when you guys do them. And the two that you guys did were phenomenal. I will say to you, brother, I think you've really, because you're basically more of a sensual erotica writer, but I really enjoy the fact that you use all these quirks and these metaphors to really enhance the beauty of sensual erotic writing, you know, and because usually when you get erotica, it's usually, you know, more physical than anything else, but you're just so specific and precise with the metaphors, and it really gives the people the challenge themselves, look beyond what you normally hear, and see the essence of how beautiful your writing and your wordplay is, but as beautiful and sensual as erotica or intimacy could be. So my hat's off to you.
Appreciate that. And that's an honor to hear you. You humbled me tonight with that one.
And Hurricane.
Say it three more times because that ain't even enough.
Hurricane. I thought Kim B. Miller got on my nerves with her metaphors, but God damn. Really? Do the opening stanza. Please just do the opening stanza. Please.
Oh, the opening stanza to the poem? Okay. I said, word on a sheet is poetry's water broke, and nobody can stop the flow. And now she has the World Wide Web holding each of her legs while the rites of her passage prepare to push passionately performed penmanship into a purpose proposition made in the Most High's image.
Word on the sheet, poetry, water. Yeah. You know what? You know what? Whatever.
Made me do all that just to say that.
Just to say whatever. You know what I'm saying?
So disrespectful. Just disrespectful.
That's terrible.
But you know what, Rob? Seriously, I ain't going to hold you, but I don't know if you heard my piece, This Be the Cypher. I definitely would love to collaborate with you with the drums with that, because I think
drums,
that's a perfect
piece. That definitely needs the drums.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yes. I would love to do that.
That's cool. I could do that, but I want to, actually, I'm feeling some sort of way. I've just kind of gotten somewhat little bit of bad news, and I want to try to.
Oh, no.
Kirby, you know, the emotion I'm feeling right now to do one of the piece. Yeah, but we can do it next week.
No, no, not this week. Definitely, for sure. No, I don't want to take your spot. We're here for you to come on and, you know, get your cup filled poetically. So I'm going to step on out of the way and let the host do his thing.
Alrighty. Well, sure. All I'm going to do is press mute because the mic is yours.
All right. Full-size bed, viewing healthy creation of black woman magic, plump proportion of brown sugar, stretch mark sagging 44 double D, salt and pepper afro, damn it, I cannot wait. Baby, you're up in the states of a consensual obligation to mate, and fuck a condom, even in my mid-50s, I'm eager to procreate, to build with lips, climbing your peaks, to suck lips, to suck tips of the gold mine, penetrating side to side with thighs high, moaning sonic booms, inevitable prelude to the art of love. Riding pistols, enlarged hitting like gloves, evolving efforts going deep, pump, pump, pump it up, expanding saturated skies, never enough. The coming of legacies, multiple climax at the top, that balanced resolution, attaining concessions, progressing evolutions with a mighty ass smack. Reach around, face down in the pillow, back it up, do it again. Who does it belong to? It's us. Dripping wisdom on the phallus, libating throat chakras, consuming drops of the messenger, maintaining balance in its delivery from head to state. We're not naughty. We're using common sense, echoing in chambers of togetherness, spiritual consensus straddling you on kitchen tabletop. Get it, Daddy, is your confirmation overheard by neighbors and the mailman stalling on his route every time he comes around our house. But we keep it exclusive. Our energy's a two-way street. Freak it out, missionary, doggy style, fucking your mouth, metaphors spreading between your cheeks, fitting neatly inside commodities, extraordinary gifted performance, commanding odyssey that keeps us going and going and going and going and never relenting in desires of knowing. Never relenting desires of knowing how good we are to each other. And so it is.
So you're going to come and talk to me about my style of erotica. And then you gonna do that? I got to bring you back,
Skill. You see how he set that up, right? You saw the segment,
he said,
right?
He set that up, didn't he?
He set that up real nice.
Well, I don't think I ever heard this man say something so like. You said fucking him out, didn't you? I think I heard that right. Didn't he say that?
Oh, you know, he said that, but wait. But I love the coming of legacies dripping wisdom on the phallus. Say what now?
See, say what now? See, nasty.
Say what now? See, this
nasty.
Is what I'm talking
about. Just nasty.
He came.
But I ain't mad at you, brother. I ain't mad at you because you're going to bang the drums, too. You're going to bang the drums.
Freak it out, missionary. Doggy style, fucking your mouth. Metaphor spreading between your cheeks, fitting neatly inside commodities, extraordinary to get the performance, commanding honesty to keep us going and going.
All right, energizer, buddy.
You see it? You
And he got the drums. You see what I'm saying?
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Beat it up. Yeah, beating shit up. I see the message
okay.
You're trying to send.
I see what you did there. You brought the drums out and energized the buddy.
I guess I take it as a compliment.
I see the message you trying to send, sir. He is not playing, yo.
And the funny part is, you know, I'm the conscious one, and most of y'all motherfuckers are the nasty erotic poets. But y'all forget.
I started with just straight up conscious everything, like all my poems. But I decided to dabble into, you know, erotic writing, and it just took off. It just did its own thing, and I really enjoyed. I tell everybody this. Oh, shit, that's a crazy ass metaphor. I did not think people would feel, you know, heated or anything like that from my writing poetry. I really just thought it was some clever. I was a big clever.
You created your own lane, my brother. You created your own lane. But Rob, no, seriously, that dripping wisdom on the phallus, that, see, that lines like that is right. That's me.
That's that iron sharpening iron. I ain't mad at you, brother. I see what you did.
Yeah. I'm a fan of that line. I'm a big fan of that line.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, you kind of breaking up there, but I do appreciate it. But you know, just when the show started, I was thinking in between two poems, one erotic and one isn't. But I figured, you know, whatever. Mine will have some.
Whatever one was your energy, and that sounded like that was the one, because you spared me, brother, man. So I appreciate you coming through as always, showing love. And if there's anything that you want to put on the event page, like that, so.
Okay, appreciate it. One love to you, and Hurricane, you get on my nerves. Bye.
Whatever.
Bye, Apple Juice Man.
You got that.
You breaking up, Keith. I don't know the connection. I don't know what you're blind
talking. I'll get some more, but I'm going to let him make it. I'm trying to be a nice
one. Oh, you came through clear now. You clear now.
Yeah, I know I'm clear now. You know, I'm going to let Rumpa Pum Pum go over there and handle his business. And I'm going to do my thing over here. So I appreciate you, brother, coming through.
I love y'all. Y'all, peace.
All
love
right.
You, too.
That was my man, Lil Drum. I mean, the poet, you know, Mauro doing his thing and showing out for the mic. You don't help Kim by laughing. You do not. You don't help. You encourage. You encourage this shit.
I just think you're some Lil Drum. I mean.
I'm trying to be a good host. So I'm going to let me go call here. We got 213 in the building.
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing? This is Candy Baby. Hi, Kimbrella. Hi, Keith.
What's happening? I'm going to bring her back because I know she wants to speak to you. What's happening?
Hey, Queen. Hey, Queen. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Wait. Before you even go into it, because I gotta segue this. Let me tell y'all something about this queen right here, okay?
I knew you was going to do it. That's why I brought you in.
When I tell you, okay, and I'm going to let her introduce what she got going on, a competition that she's a part of. But when I tell you this sister fucked it up last week, okay, the challenge was not easy. But when I tell you she overdid the challenge. Candy Baby, that was fire. That was
Thank
fire.
You.
Just give them a little insight to what the challenge was last week, because it was not easy. And kind of what you did. Just let everybody know what that challenge is and what that competition is.
Okay, right now I am in a 12-week slam, and I did not know it was a slam. I'm so gullible. I'm in a 12-week slam, and we have different prompts every week. It's the Grand Griot competition, and it's hosted by Written in Pain and Poetic Black on Clubhouse. And you can catch the replays on Spotify as well under Iron Sharpens Iron. But every week we're getting challenges, and last week our challenge was to make up a word. It had to be an original word that couldn't be found anywhere else linguistically in the English dictionary or Oxford dictionary. And we had to use the word in a sentence and use our poem to define what the word meant. And, that shit was hard. It was hard as hell because every word that I wanted to come up with, I had to look them up, and it was someone's name, and it couldn't have a word as the root word. Like, I couldn't put Himla or my first name and add something to it. It had to be a totally made up word. We could use a prefix, but not a root word. I couldn't use Huggabee because hug is the actual word. So it was a really hard challenge, but I had fun with it. And since Kimbrella brung it up, I'm going to do that poem tonight.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
okay.
Shit.
All right, let me
get ready because I missed
down.
It. And, I, you know, I joined so I can listen next Saturday, but I also did not know that there was a replay with Spotify. So if you want to put that link on the event page, go ahead and do that, because I certainly want to catch up on some of that, because Kim has been telling me all about it. But without further ado, I'm going to let you go ahead and kill it. Because that's all that's been happening tonight. It's nothing but just straight murder all night. So I'm going to let you come in and do your thing. Get your licks in. So I'm going to press mute.
Okay.
Mic is yours.
Padugler is an adjective. Someone who doesn't fold in the face of adversity. My city girls are Haduglers. They take on any adversary and make it look like five-star living. They do what they got to do. Nothing gets them down. They say my poetry lacks passion. I'm not mad enough, sad enough, too cool, calm, collective to collect words in these topics. Look at the optics position, maybe. I can't muster another illustrious trial in the trauma Olympics.
When weaklings hit the yard, they become thick butchers, man, bitch, so guards up. On the outside watching, it seems to be a facade. Real life quiets the tears I bathe in. Sometimes the pain's even too much for me, but I'm an animal, so I bear it, then bury it. Pour heartache on these pages, hiding my anguish, then burn pages. As the weight of the pain so much, it'll anchor these stages. Niggas cry over spilled milk. I miss to clean that shit. No crescendos in these foggy windows. I've been trained my brain to suffocate my grief. Balancing every tragic tragedy, beaming beautiful black girl magic. Spent lifetimes of slaying dragons, building bridges to castles built out of quicksand. Disney princesses don't live here. Hold on. Disney princesses don't live here. Is that like a TikTok or an Instagram reel? Nah, that's the Douglas shit. The ugly I made beautiful, prayed a way out to meet 100 to pray me to a point, turns out. They not ready for that. Change lane. All right, I got you. Trudge through the mud, slice your duties to force feed them a taste of their own cake. This version of me, Ben Bacon. That's not him, your love. That's what Douglas shit. Prepare for this arena. I already smelt the burning of my own flesh. Dead damnations, burnt skin, said fuck Satan, sold my soul to glory. Hell pit fires won't hold my story, Reapers. That's a Douglas shit. Purposefully docile, suppressing the monster, but be careful beneath the light, cheery demeanor. Lies Hercules when I'm hungry. Concrete don't grow these type of roses. It's amateurs being thrown in, champion rings, windmill and haymakers that count eight. Still soaring, flying over cherry pickers, picked up pins to pin pain and pin cell blocks to Douglas. Sit and reminisce about the passion my voice suppresses. Hopeful I never box my message. Dope may not be the delivery, but can you connect to the sickness? Rate me high or low, I always score 10 as voice of the street. AI can't write these real-life cries. Thanks for setting the table. Hungry. I came to get, eat, get it? You'll hear a shout. That's the Douglas shit. Candy baby.
I am going to need you to send me a Cash App for the microphone you just destroyed. I need about $27.13 because I can't afford all this. Y'all destroyed everything. I can't afford all of these mics that's getting destroyed tonight. The way that you came through this piece, the change of voice, you was talking to yourself. You fucking me up with that. They hitting me. It's like I'm hearing you spit, and I can just hear you, like, in my mind, I'm seeing you get closer to the mic, like, as you're talking, and I'm like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, see all that shit. See all that shit. It made me think of, like, the Grinch, when he was like, you know, anyway. This shit is crazy. It's crazy. I'm listening to it, and I got all these images in my head as you spin the piece. I need the cry, spilled milk line. Give me that stanza one time. You're out of control here.
Okay, let me go back to it. Niggas cry over spilled milk. I missed the clean that shit. No crescendos in these foggy windows. I've been trained my brain to suffocate my grief.
And then I need the picked up pins line, if you give me that one back.
Okay, picked up pins. Oh, that's one of my favorite lines. Flying over cherry pickers, picked up pins to pin pain and pin cell blocks.
Just cold, just cold, but I'm over here. I'm like, this show has just raised the bar. Like, everybody's energy has been that tonight. The bar is raised. We got to keep it up. But you just came to it in a different kind of way. And you heard this live, Kim, and this is the second iteration. This shit is ridiculous.
You
had to be over there screaming when you heard this shit.
Yo, you don't understand. Yo, the way she bullied that mic don't make no damn
sense. I'm saying.
She got up on it. She was like, and I'm an animal, so I buried it. She said, I'm an animal, so I buried it.
I can see her doing it.
Like, she was killing that
buried
shit.
It? I'm like, hold on.
She said, concrete don't grow. These for roses. Her doodler shit. Yo, that's my new word, Hadoogla shit. Straight up. That's my new word right there.
Look, I need the definition. Go ahead and send that definition to me.
Don't even call me Hurricane no more. Don't call me Hurricane. I'm on my Hadoogla shit. Straight up. Don't even.
The Hadoogla? I don't know. I don't have the same ring as a Hurricane, but I don't know. Maybe we got to work with that.
Nah, I'm just saying, when I'm on that mic bully shit, that's that Hadoogla shit, yeah. This right here, epic.
Cold ass piece. And shout
indeed.
Out to Grand Theo for bringing that out of me. I didn't know I had that in me, so I appreciate
it. Hey, apparently, you brought out a whole lot of shit, because it was about three different personalities
that
in that piece.
Yeah, now I knew she had it in her. For the first time I heard her spit, I knew she had this in her.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate you coming through and sharing this piece.
Much love. We definitely appreciate that good-ass energy.
Absolutely. Hopefully you make it back to another show and do your thing. I will be trying to, you know, my best to listen on Saturday because I need to hear this live. You guys are getting it in.
Okay. I will see you Saturday. Peace out. One love, one mic.
Boy, and she came through and did the thing.
Lord have mercy. Okay.
Listen to the callers that's listening. Let y'all know where we at right now. So we got 929-202-615 and 216. That is the order that is left. We are about to go into overtime in about 12 minutes. So if you're listening on a computer, you want to call in to this number so that we can, if you want to continue listening, this number is 319-527-6300. If you don't want to continue listening, you just want to listen to the last 12 minutes, you're free to do so, obviously, and your computer will just shut off on you. But if you want to continue listening, just call in to the number and we will keep it going. So with that being said, we're going to go to the next caller here. We have 929 in the building.
Hi, good evening. Hi, hello.
Well, hello. Let everybody know who we have on the mic tonight.
My name is Chyna Bloodmeyer. How are you?
Well, all right, Kim. Let me know you was coming through the night, Kim. Yeah, she pressed what?
Yes, I'm so happy to have you here, Queen. How are you enjoying the show?
I'm over here in the corner like, oh my god. You know, I'm in the corner, oh my gosh. It's like every time I hear someone, I'm like, wow, you just get blown away, and it's just like, okay, let me go find somebody else to follow again. Like, that's what's happening over here in the corner for me.
Hey, that's what we do here. Like, it's all elevation. We all push each other's pen, and that's what's so dope about, you know, the people that keep coming back. I've heard so much elevation, you know, since we started. It's been about four, almost 5 years. It's a lot. It's been some years we've been doing it. And these pens have just risen, and it's been dope to hear. And if you know, become a part of this family, I will enjoy hearing yours do the same. I'm looking forward to what you have tonight.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, goodness. This is called The Bedroom Chronicles.
Oh, shit. Well, all right. I'm going to let you do your thing.
Oh,
you press mute.
Shit now.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. Thank you. I love to date talented women. I may have touched the entire zodiac. Shit, I'd do it again to see any of them from the back. Now, I don't want nobody daughter mad at me, so I'm going to make this quick and only discuss the last three. This one Leo, she liked to chase me. Stage presence so loud, like, who put Shakespeare in the military? Real seaman, the way she swam in me. Liked to pop up, I had a personal genie. Granting wishes, so with her, it was a guarantee that I'd come at least three times. Times three. Church girl, as she prayed to me all nightly, I mean she whispered to my pussy, disrespected me politely. Every movie we made was unsightly. I just knew I had that in the bag when Shorty gave me her dog tags. But then she got a side bitch in Jersey. How I know? Because Shorty called me around three, told me all kinds of shit, fucked up my little fantasy. But then karma ruined their lives unless in this Libra lady, her complexion was real ebony, carried 3 miles like heavy weaponry. But no matter what she donned, she got soft for me. And though she was the trainer, I trained her and that body to respond to me. Taught her how to come repeatedly because I studied her carefully. Her moans became my favorite melody. The taste of her was my remedy. Constant nights of switching in ecstasy. Every inch of her was heavenly. It wasn't too long before we fell. Developed telepathy. That should sound real sweet, but you never imagine the things she said to me. Micromanaged and kept me on a leash, dubbed me an amulet, made sure to damage me properly. Then, this one soldress caught me by surprise because she fucked like me. From sundown to sunrise, I stayed in her for about a week. My princess Tiana, the way she cooked for me, between eating her and her food, I was always in for a treat. Real gifted in the lips like Kwanzaa when she speaks. It felt good to have 7 nights of fire in my sheets. A mix of Nina and Badu in them streets. HBCU graduate, turned HBIC, with the uncanny ability to lie through her teeth. Is that an Aries thing? One day she asked for 20 years of my life, sounding like something along the lines of a felony. So I skedaddled and spun the block on the Libra. I just knew that shit was destiny. Fell again as if she was meant for me. We were supposed to leave behind a legacy. Until I no longer fucked with her and her company, then she became my enemy, and I put that bitch in therapy. I guess we twin flamed falsely because now Shorty's dead to me. But this is to be continued because I can't get enough. But it does make me wonder what sign will be the next to fuck up. And that's peace.
I love girls, 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 girls all over the globe. That's my shit. You came in here with that. Look, give me the trainer and I trained her line. Give me that stanza. Give me this whole stanza. Because you kill it. Give me that.
This Libra lady, her complexion was real ebony. Carried 3 miles like heavy weaponry. But no matter what she donned, she got soft for me. And though she was the trainer, I trained her and that body to respond to me. Taught her how to come repeatedly because I studied her carefully. Her moans became my favorite melody. The taste of her was my remedy. Constant nights of switching in ecstasy. Every inch of her was heavenly. Wasn't too long before we fell and developed telepathy. That should sound real sweet, but you never imagine the things she said to me. Micromanaged and kept me on a leash. Dubbed me an amulet and made sure to damage me properly.
Cold blooded, and it's the as you in between the pieces, like showing out with it. Look here, Kim, you done brought a winner off in here.
I try to tell you, listen, the wordplay. I love. First of all, it's kind of like what I said about my brother Keith. When you spit erotica, you got to have a level of confidence. You got to know the right pauses. You got to know, when to put the wordplay in there. And it's just a level of confidence that you had that just kept us throughout the entire piece. You said carry 3 miles like heavy weaponry. Damn.
Yeah. My ex is a doctor. She's a doctor.
Yeah,
Michael, and she has 3 miles.
3 miles?
Yeah.
Yeah, she has 3 Belgian miles. Malinois, yep.
Yo. You said between me eating her and my food, I was always in for a treat. And I just love the whole thing on the zodiac, just the whole spin, how you went through each zodiac sign and kind of left us on a to be continued. Like, clever. This was so clever. Loved it. Loved it.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was a dope piece. I enjoyed the energy of it. I seriously was hearing, you know, the rhyme scheme in my head and the way that this flowed. You definitely have a good cadence, really good energy when you spit. You definitely have the confidence of this type of poem as you spit, which brings the life, you know, to the piece. So you did your thing on that.
Thank you. I truly appreciate y'all.
Alrighty, we appreciate you coming through.
Thank you again for having me.
Indeed. Hopefully you make it back to the next show. We do this every other week. And I'm going to friend request you. That way, you know, I'll either add you to the show or invite you to the show, or Kim will invite you to the show. But hopefully we'll be able to have you back another time.
Oh, most definitely. Thank you so much. I enjoy being invited. So thank you.
Already.
Much love, Queen.
Indeed. So we're going to go to the next caller here. We have 202 in the building.
Hey, how's it going?
What's happening? Look who is in the building. I know who it is. Why don't you just let the people who are listening know who on the mic?
It's Mr. Automatic Charismatic.
Mr. Automatic Charismatic. How have you enjoyed the show tonight, brother?
I've been doing fine, man. I just want to give a shout out to all the mothers, even if you're an auntie, even if you don't have children, you're a mother figure. We, you know, women are nurturers. You know what I mean? So they are the earth. You know what I mean? So shout out to all the mothers. You know,
already,
I
indeed,
want to say,
indeed.
A beautiful poem. Beautiful poem by Lily. That was, you know, I think too much, to try to take things for granted when our parents are here. You know, they're only here to get us ready so we could be better adults. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, already.
But the spirit lives on forever.
And that's real talk right there. That's real talk. You know, again, shout out to, you know, all the mothers who are celebrating and the celebration of the mothers who are not here and all the good things. You know, appreciate you, you know, taking the time to shout out the mothers, brother. And, really do was amazing, and definitely set the tone for, you know, that type of a night. But this has had every kind of poetry. We have not set the limits on anything, and everybody knew what the energy said to do. And so with that being said, I don't know what you're about to go with it, but I'm gonna let you find out. Press mute. Mic is yours.
All right, I'm going to do a freestyle called Mother Earth. Can you see her smile? Can you see that she will not be denied, and she has been at the table and cried for her children when things got bad, but she kept her head up. She is the earth around with all the rain and all the change, going through all the pain. Sometimes she's bringing life in our whole universe. She is beautiful. She has a smile that decorates the whole world. She is Mother Earth. Mother Earth, how I describe you, of being so strong, so long, when things seems like maybe just blocking what you're trying to do, but added value, and reminding myself of how strong and how deep and how unique that you are. You are Mother Earth, the goddess of the earth, the queen of the earth, the warrior of the earth. What I find in myself is loving everything that you bring. Yeah, in my heart, Mother Earth, you are that visual. You are that speaking like my whole spiritual. Can I come here and say valuable words to you because you have been there. You are that nurturer for sure. You are that beautiful for sure. Mother Earth, how can we move on without you? Mother Earth, you bring that focus that I not be hopeless. Without you, there is no earth. Without you, there is no cloud. And I stand proud. But no delay brings so many positive words. I want to say Happy Mother's Day. Mr. Automatic, Charismatic, the Lyrical Engine. Can you get us in them all in if I've been dry?
Already, homie, Jake, that. And you taking the time. Like I always, every time you do a piece, man, it is not easy to do freestyling, man. And I always come up here and do that. You know, once again, shout out to you. You got something to add here?
Yes, I want to say thank you for this brother is always someone who uplifts black women, period, like all the time, always comes through as a protector and as a reminder of the beauty within us all. So, you know, it definitely doesn't surprise me that he would come through with such a beautiful freestyle. I appreciate it. I know all of the mothers, nurturers, mother figures who are here on earth and who have transitioned on. Appreciate that. Happy Mother's Day in heaven to my sister Taraji. Definitely appreciate
yes.
that piece. Thank you, my brother.
Yes. Happy Mother's Day to Sister Taraji. A beautiful heart. What I would say about Taraji, it's a beautiful heart.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, for me, the black woman is beautiful. I love black women. My woman is a black woman. So, you know, I will always show love for black women first. Not to say that I don't love other women, but, you know, like when James Brown say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud.
That's right. Listen, ain't nothing wrong with celebrating where you come from. There's nothing wrong with it. So I love it. I appreciate you. And that was a beautiful freestyle.
Thank you.
Already. So with that being said, man, we appreciate you coming through. Hopefully you can continue to come through, and we'll see you next time, brother.
Next time.
Already. That was the Lyrical Engine doing his thing. We're going to go ahead and go to the next call that we have, 615 in the building.
This is C34 Music in Stereo, Renaissance and Hurricane. How are you this evening?
Man, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good, man. Good to hear your voice.
Feeling good. Hey.
Hey.
How you been doing yourself, man?
Since the last time, I've been quite observant on some things. You know.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
We already know what that means.
I can hear the belt unbuckling.
You know, I was trying to be nice and smooth and stuff, a little mellow, but this poem kept calling me, man. It kept calling me. I can't kick it.
Listen, and we are here for it, okay? We are here for it.
Already. We already know what's about to go down. So any of y'all who might be worried, might want to get some padding in your ass because it's about to go down. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Thank you both. This piece is called Political Devils. I've been watching CNN and Fox News lately. And as I lay back in the cut waiting for Jesus on that white horse, I have some observations. Politics have parties like Puffy, two wings of the same bird causing a shortage, yet we got an abundance of thighs and a bunch of lies. Dixiecrats that's full of crap with these repugnant, repulsive cats acting like they're about to scrap, but they have lunch together in these bars and cafeterias. We've been told this country belongs to we the people. But do you see your signature on the Constitution or Declaration of Independence? Me either. What and who's a first-class citizen and what are the benefits? Do second and third-class citizens live in reservation tents, trailer parks, and tenement slums? They, the Congress, make laws for us but never ask our opinions, never ask to come for a visit and have dinner. But when we ask questions, these ninjas say it's none of our business. You say those that refuse to vote can't give any criticism. But you who did don't like their decisions, and they didn't get your permission. Now you're offended because all your presidents and candidates are selected, not elected. And every time electronically, Florida can't count, so the verdict is messed up. Damn, damn, damn. How does actors and athletes get paid contract extensions when the government's in debt, huh? One nation under God and never under a groove, and you say he blesses America? When you censor his representatives, now it's imperative to know, who's everyone having sex with? Like Goldilocks, that hoe over there thought, somebody sleeping in my bed, a Drew Hill reference. And they dare you to act offended because your preference goes against their bitched up, swallowed up agendas? Big Brother is watching us with surveillance cameras to measure our stamina. Monsanto is making green eggs and ham sustainable for single-parent families. I wonder if my chicken tenders have been tampered with caffeine and rat meat, as I realize that I can't sleep on this mattress at this Walmart turned into a FEMA concentration camp. Uh-oh, I'm Carl Lewis. Damn, I can't think on this track meet. And oh say, I can't sing your national anthem. Why can't I make up for that last note? Because I won't pledge allegiance to the United States of assholes, promising ice cream castles like Morris Day, only to escape Lorena Bobbitt as she attempts to castrate my nuts. What I just said, that's crazy, huh? Well, here's $80 of replacement for reparations to this network station, because ain't no stopping me in this ozone and I'm turbocharged from breaking, and I just blazed the mic. Stay tuned. I'm Casey Kasem. My middle finger is my long distance dedication. In peace.
Not the Casey Kasem dedication. One nation under God but never under a groove. But I'm going to need you to tell me what you call that young lady again that was in the Bear's house. I just need you to just go and tell me what that was again. I think I might have heard you wrong.
Okay, go back and tell me that. Ask me that again.
The young lady that was in the Bear's house, what'd you call her? What'd you say?
Oh, like Goldilocks, that hoe over there thought somebody sleeping in my bed, a Drew Hill reference. Go ahead and sing that for me, Renaissance.
I ain't jumping on that one. I ain't adding to that ass whooping that you handing out, brother. This man here is showing out. He called Goldilocks a hoe.
Why he do Goldilocks like that? Oh my God, yo! I can't with him. I cannot. He said. He just came out the gate acting like they're about to scrap, but they have lunch together. Talk that shit. These politicians be having us all up in our feelings, acting like they enemies, and they be in one big room laughing at our ass. Then he said, what and who's a first-class citizen, and what are the benefits? Come on, talk about that. All of this label, they put all these little labels to make you think you're doing something, you're out there, and ain't nobody really moving up on nothing. On nothing. They have us all scrambling around, arguing and carrying on with all this foolishness while they're sitting there, you know, sitting behind the curtains, just tampering with our freedom. You talked about so much. Big Brother's watching us with surveillance cameras to tamper with our stamina. What'd you say? I'm Carl Lewis. Give me that line, like, right before and then with the Carl Lewis line. That right there had me. I was like, yo, he is on one.
All right, let me look that up again. Hold on. All right, here we go. Okay. I'm Carl Lewis. Damn, I can't think on this track meet. And old say I can't sing your national anthem. Why can't I make up for that last note? Because I won't pledge allegiance to the United States of assholes.
Yo, talk about
all I see is motherfuckers running, holding the back of their ass. That's what I see. So just trying to get out the way. That's all I can see. We're just trying to get out the way.
Well, look, there's a preacher that said after he jumped on the trampoline and stuff, you can be saved and stupid. Tweet that.
Hey, that's facts. That is fact. Hey, brother, man. As always, you came through and spanked everybody's ass, and we appreciate
you
come through and do the thing, and continue to show up for us, man. So we appreciate the call and pressing one.
Hey, no problem, man. You're breaking up earlier. I could mix that. You know that, right?
Hey, you might have to help me with that. I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was a signal thing or whatever was going on, but it was acting crazy.
Look, I could be Paul Hardcastle doing that 19 stuff on you if you want. I'm just saying.
Nah, if that's what you're offering, I'm good, brother. I'm on the decline.
Oh,
I'm
much
decline
love, my brother. Much love.
One love, one mic to the both of you.
One love, one mic.
Wildin' out, boy, they wildin' out. All right, so we got two callers left. We got 216 in the building. If you are there, you might have to unmute your mic.
Oh, yeah, that always helps. Yeah.
What's happening? Let everybody know who we have on the mic, Mama.
You have Mama Olazeki, the all-around queen from Cleveland, Ohio.
Mama in the house. What's happening?
Oh, boy. Your boy won $10,000 the other day.
Yes.
I'm about to come up on that. I'm about to get serious. $10,000 for one slam.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm about to come over there. Let me hold something, my brother. Let me hold something.
Hey. Hey. Wait a minute now. We ain't playing no more. We got to shoot. You got to get in one of them things. Daughter, you too.
I know. Me and Keith was just talking about that the other day. It was inspiring to watch. Shout out to Poetic Black. Congratulations on your win, brother, in the slam. It's inspiring for all of us as poets to get out there because we up next to do our thing. Like, it's out there for us. We got to go after it.
I'm not even on spoken word. I'm still doing poetry, so I got the really sharp in my eye.
No, <that's why. laughs> But Ma, you know you agree out here, man. You are the backbone of all of this. We all have pulled so much and learned so much from you. So everything you see in us, you gotta, you know, pat yourself on the back, man, because we pull a lot from you.
Well, I'm proud of that. I'm proud of you. My grandson is here, Jossie, and I was making them listen. I said, listen, that's my baby right there. And then somebody else came like, that's Candy baby. That's Kimbrella. Oh. I'm all excited and everything. Like, you know,
So these are my stars right here, you know what I'm saying? So I know exactly how you feel, how we feel about each other. And Keith, I'm going to do it because my grandson is right here. I haven't seen him in a long time. We still got a lot of things we got to organize over, you know, the memorial service for my granddaughter and everything. So I'm just going to read a poem called Stifled.
Okay. Well, you know, you're always welcome to do your thing.
This is because, you know, we only have one Earth right here we live on. We got to really start taking care of it. So the name of this is Stifled.
All right, I'm going to let you do your thing. We'll press mute. Mic is yours.
There are secrets to be uncovered in the rainforest. Something mushrooming from a medicine tree. What goes on in the woods and jungles while we hustle and bustle, pacing the pavement like ants, never to become one with the mighty trees. The buzzsaw and the blades working to create another beautiful mall while I cannot breathe. Earthly home wreckers are earth disturbers. My environment is clinging, hanging on, holding on for dear life. Rats share space with me. Viruses fill the air on subways, yet right here on this small planet, I could tap tonic from trees. Earth is choking. She's crying. I cannot breathe. There's so many secrets to be uncovered in the rainforest. There's something mushrooming from the medicine tree. It could cure us, but I am forbidden to reveal. I feel I may never get to feel the cleansing of a forest breeze. I chant to feel that which has left my womb and disappeared. Summon the spirit of the unknown secrets to come into my energy field. Take me to the place where I may see streams of pure water, hear the calling of the ancient voices, where I can play in the red clay, molding clay pots and weaving fabric on my loom with knowledge of leaves and roots, red dirt and water. We can know all things that lie in the thick, streaming lakes instead of cesspools. We'd have tonic water and mushroom juice. We never had a chance on these cemented grounds, pacing back and forth like ants, killing habitats and creating havoc. Can you plant a small tree in Manhattan for me? For her, for us, for them? They put us here and now they leave. Wealthy folk head for the hills and mountains, bathe in natural fountains. Now it's them that are draped in gold and amber. They put a damper on our habitat, plundered all the earth, replaced grass with turf. While my bare feet know not the grass nor the soil, stench and debris arise from the pavements in boiling heat, blocking the charge. As I used to walk barefoot on the grass, and that energy would release this negative energy from my feet. But most of all, I miss the music. We used to have music. Real good music. Made from instruments and man's warm spirit, not from cold technology that imitates but never takes us there. Takes us where? There. You know where music used to take us there. And whenever I used to go there, when I found that I went there, and then I remembered music, a muse, I knew joy again. I drank it up like a thirsty unicorn and became intoxicated and danced and chanted and sang, and I had my life back again, like... Ring, ding, a ling, school bell ring, old time, something to come back again. Those were the days.
but now we're stifled. Poem.
See, I like that. I like how you ended that piece. This whole poem was just like, you know, Gaia spitting, you know, on the mic tonight. Like, this piece brought it home. This was a very, like, I see the pictures. I saw all the energy. Everything you wanted to paint was painted, you know, beautifully. I certainly enjoyed this piece and the cadence, the soft delivery, the caring in your voice as you delivered it. It really, really made it sound like, you know, this was a real deal. I really appreciate a poem like this.
Thank you, my poetic son.
Yes, Mama, like this is why we love what you have, you know, just added to the culture, because not many people can really tap into going back to those places the way you do. You said there's so many secrets to be uncovered from the rainforest. Hear the calling of ancient voices pacing back and forth like ants, bathe in natural fountains. They put a damper on purpose on our habitat and plundered all the earth. Then you talked about how they blocked the charge as you used to walk barefoot in the grass. That right there, when you got to that line right there, Mom, like I inhaled and saw myself just standing in a field of grass and exhaled and kind of imagined that charge, the what we were able to pull that, and now it's no more because of all the tampering that she spoke of. And then she spoke about we used to have good music, real good music made from instruments in their warm spirit. And then she went into muzak, the origin of the word music, like education.
Look,
education.
Like I said, she came through and she gave us, you know, gave it to us in a way where, you know, we can receive it, but again, painted those pictures. And having the knowledge to paint in that kind of way and give us, you know, knowledge inside of the education and beauty of painting this type of picture with that type of voice and that type of cadence and that ability. It was just, you know, an amazing piece. And of course, you know, tied back to the whole point of why you wanted to do the piece is definitely poignant and just beautiful in itself, because you've always inspired us as poets, you know, regardless of what's going on, even in those emotional moments where we can have that ability to come to poetry and give our all and still, you know, make an impact. I will never forget the impact you made on Plus Effect, and you already know what I'm talking about. So, you know, hearing you do that, you know, and still have the ability to do your thing, it's just, you know, it's awe-inspiring.
That means so much to me coming from you too, and because my grandson is right here listening, and that's the legacy I want to leave, and I don't think he'd ever get to hear it explained or talk to about his grandmother like you all just did, and I appreciate it so much. God bless. I'm about to cry. He over there.
And that's 2 weeks in a row. We didn't have some tears.
I know.
That's what happens. This show is something else. It's late, like I tell people, it's like a family reunion. So you're gonna get all kinds of energy at this show. You're gonna get everything that can happen. You know, is gonna happen.
It's the beauty of art. The beauty of unadulterated pure art.
And pure energy and the pure ability to be yourself here. You know, the safe space of it. So I'm thankful that you guys have always felt that you could bring that here.
The sincere people right here. I mean, this people that just don't play no games. They're just real, who they are. They are who they say they are. They're just real people. I love y'all so much. Kimbrella, I love
y'all.
All right, man.
Love
we're
you
going
as
to
well.
Get off before
All
I
right. Time. All right. Well, hopefully we'll have you back next time.
Okay.
Indeed. All right, so we got the last caller of the night. We got 682 in the building.
Hello.
Hello. Let everybody know who we have on the mic tonight.
This is Tony B.
Oh,
long
wow.
time no hear.
Yes. Love this surprise. This is awesome. We haven't heard from you in a while. Thank you for coming through, Queen.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thanks for having me.
Oh, really? All you got to do is press one. You know the deal. You ain't new to this.
I know.
Already. So how have you enjoyed the show so far? Have you been able to listen to a lot of the show?
I have. I'm in the midst of cooking, but I have heard in fire, of course, as usual. All the poets were great, of course. They inspired me to press that one at the end.
And that's the hope. That's the hope. We can get one or two people to press one because they've been hearing some dope shit. You know, that's the goal has been achieved. And so, you know, with that being said, you know, I'm glad that you could press one in the midst of cooking and all that creativity going over there. You're going to do some poetry, so I ain't mad at that. So I'm going to let you do your thing. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Okay. This is an oldie but goodie to me. Sitting here, glancing across this room, having all sorts of freaky thoughts, picturing how warm your lips will feel pressed against my pulsating honey pot. This flavor is tasty. I wonder, do you see me gazing your way? Do you have any idea of what I'm thinking? If you did, you'd be doing more than just smiling at me. My imagination is fucking you like crazy. I need another glass. Something about the way his lips move when he speaks to me, as if calling my inner being. Floating on clouds, swimming in a river of fiery pleasure within, I blink, and I find myself centered with his face, my hands wrapped around his head, diving deeper. Got me feeling weak in the knees. Body pleading, don't stop. Tingling from inside, lightheaded, my world is spinning. I can't stop. The taste of him, I want more. Glass in one hand, blunt in the other. Oh, he's laid back now. I get high on him. Eyes closed slowly, grind deeper. With each consuming inch, he gasps with intense pleasure. In a natural groove, sip, puff, Liquid gold and sativa clouding my mind like a delicious wave of fire. My lips on his neck. With each stroke I glide. He smells good. Like deep musk and vanilla crowding my senses, stimulating a tantalizing thrill. As my tongue traces the sweat down his chest, I feel his hands mapping out beats up and down the crease of my back. My body reacts to the tunes being played. Our bodies intertwined, we dance to the rhythmic motion, the symphony being played deep inside. We dance. His body is speaking to me now. He's going to explode. Right there. Yeah. Fast. Deep. Deeper. You ready? Just go. Bam. Blame it on the Merlot. In peace.
Um, What exactly are you cooking over there? What exactly you got over there that you cooking? Because you look here. We talk about elevation all the time. We talk to people. When you would come on here and do a piece, that thing might have been a minute long. You done came down here and wrote a whole poem full of poems. Then, that's why I call you Girl Six. Anybody that heard me, that's why I call you Girl Six. You done told a whole story and gave the back. For a second there, I was like, is it really going down as she said? Because the pause was like somebody might have been there with you. So I don't. I'm just saying the way you were spinning. Like, wait a minute. Is that a page? What's going on? But it is dope to hear the elevation in your poetry and the delivery and the storytelling. This entire poem is I'm too young to recite these words, but you said some shit. And exactly. The way that you said it is what makes it dope. You delivered it like a storyteller. Like you were just, you gave this piece all the vision. And, as we talk about painting pictures, a person can be right there with you, listening, to you tell this piece, almost like a voyeur. So you gave this piece life. And it's dope to hear that kind of elevation and change in your poetry over the years. You just take it to another level. You said what you've been missing, but you've been doing something. You come back and do a poem like that.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, you did that. You did that. You had a lot of descriptive lines, simply being played deep inside, picturing how warm your lips will feel against this pulsating honey pot. Just so sexy and salacious. But I love the way you deliver this because you say something without saying something. And I feel like when you're able to do that without saying the obvious words, that's when you know you've gone to that next level. Just like Keith talked about earlier, we talked about this all night, knowing when to pause, knowing when to slow down, knowing when to, like, give it a little bit of speed, knowing the right descriptive words. That is what all pulls together a nice, sensual, erotic piece. I enjoyed the piece.
Absolutely. I appreciate that. That means a lot. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming through.
We appreciate you coming through, and hopefully, you'll make it back to another show.
Yes, with the new piece.
Already.
I know that's right. That's what's up. Push that pin, girlfriend. Push that pin.
Yes, I have three I'm working on right now, so I have to just get back in the vibe, in the mode, and finish them up. So,
I'll
be ready.
We going to be ready.
You sure will.
Oh, thank you.
Right.
Much love, queen.
That was Tony B doing her thing, and we thought that she was going to be the show killer, but somebody else said, "Now." I'm going to be so.
Oh, my.
So
oh my.
We're going on to the next call. We got 445 in the building.
Hey, what it do? What it do?
Oh, shit. What's happening?
What?
I know who it is, but, let everybody know who we're on the mic tonight.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? This your boy, For Real the Poet.
Already, man.
Oh.
How have you enjoyed the show?
What's going on, Renaissance? What's up, Kimberella?
My brother. I'm smiling from ear to ear. I'm so happy to hear you on the mic tonight.
it took me a lot to press one. I'm going to tell y'all real for real. First of all, y'all know I'm in the broom closet. I'm sitting in here with a patient, so I hope that he doesn't code or anything or no noise jumps off.
We hope so, too.
Oh my God!
Do not want to hear Cold Blue in the background while you trying to do support.
Yeah, we don't need that to be on the recording.
No, but I was just listening in, and I've been enjoying the poetry tonight. It's been a beautiful night for poetry.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Indeed.
It's been amazing, man. So it seems like it's pushed you to press one because it's been so good. So you already know what's happening when For Real say, I got to get in on this.
Well, you know, I rolled the dice, man. I ain't fit a piece in so long, bro. Insist, but you know, just been inspired, you know what I mean. Hey, shout out to my brother Rob, man. I heard Rob over there earlier cutting it up.
Rob did his thing.
He did.
The little drummer boy. Yeah.
He gonna get y'all to keep you the party. You done started to sing.
Hey. Hey, first of all, he already know what's happening. If you keep coming to me, you know what's coming back. I'm going to have something funny. Everybody know if you try to get one up on me, I'm going to hit you back. Everybody know that. So he already, he'll call me Apple Juice Man. He the little drummer boy. For rubber thumb.
I'm excited. Yes, for real. I'm so excited. I'm so glad you decided to get on the mic. I'm excited to hear what you bring in for us to close out the show. The CEO of Epiphany Radio, baby.
Look how she set you up. That's what I'm talking about. Look how she set you up.
Yeah.
So with that being said, man, I'm going to let you do what you came to do because it can't be no better than that setup. So I'm going to let you do it.
All right.
You. Mike is yours.
All right, y'all. I'm going to do this old piece titled The Tears of a Clown. The Tears of a Clown. Everything that love said, see, love said that it would be everything to me. That breath, that fresh breath blown into me that would give new life to me. Love said that I wouldn't need eyes to see it. Love said that I would know it by its careless whispers and ears prepared to hear it. Longing song, wanting's symphony. Yet still I be haunted by heartache's unwanted melody. On a constant repeat haunting me. Love's a mirage. Love's a mirage. This intangible thing, hard to see. Its visuals escape me. Elusive. Slippery. So in a mirror, the tears of a clown run down, painted on, staring back at me. Big red nose. Honk, honk. Funny love can be. Can also be silly. I find it painful, mostly. Because love said that it would be there for me, once plentiful. Now there's nothing left but poverty. Wasn't worth the arrow Cupid shot into me. The tears of a clown forever reminds me how funny love can be when no one's laughing. Really, just smiling to hide behind the shame and agony. Synonymous.
Did you poop?
Synonymous, love and misery.
Did you poop?
Synonymous love and misery be, ha. Ain't that funny? I've always wondered why willows weep, weeping, dancing, violets, blue skies, gray, sometimes blue too. The rose so beautiful, but roses die too. It's all seasonal, so is happiness. So if you're in the possession of it, under the spell of its magic, enjoy it while you have it, before love sings its songs of fantasies and shit that'll never happen. Life's a circus, and painted on are the tears of a clown. The tears of a clown. Prelude. Life giggles an inside joke, unshared. The wounded are ticklish. What the fuck is so funny? Life giggles a sweet and succulent piece. Love, bittersweet, sugary. Yet to me, it's an insight unshared because no one's laughing over here. This place holds no one who cares. Real and truthful feelings are kept someplace over there, somewhere elsewhere, kept to self, all about self. So many are selfish. The wounded are ticklish, waiting on love to be tickled. They long to giggle. uncaring are those with their nose up, unblemished, full of shit, masquerading dummies, hypocrites. What the fuck is so funny? I find this humorous. This love bullshit. As they run down like streams cascade, water falling down, the face of the brokenhearted. These are the tears of a clown. The tears of a clown. In peace.
As always, man, that piece is solid. And just the reason that this piece is still, you know, hits home, obviously, is because there are so many people that it resonates with. Like this, you know, everything you're talking about is real life. But the gift of poetry is having the ability to say it the way that you did and bring it home and, you know, again, make it resonate with so many different people. You know, I'm glad that you felt the energy to spit this piece because I guarantee somebody needs to hear that tonight.
Hey, thank you, brother.
Yeah, that piece, man, for real, it's so relatable, how haunting love can be. Like, we all in our heart of hearts want to take that chance, but when you are haunted by a past of things, feeling like a fool, you know, feeling like a fool, giving your all and repetitively feeling like a fool. Like you had some lines in it. You said it was like that fresh breath blown into me that would give new life to me. That's kind of like a hopeless romantic speaking. You talked about, you know, having a big red nose, how funny love can be, smiling to hide behind the shame and agony. But then you said before, love sings its songs of fantasies and shit that never happened. Oh, my goodness. That fine line between fantasy, the things that we dream about and what we want to be and how we could just take off on that cloud and it can take us away, and what reality is sometimes is torturing. And, you know, just the tears of a clown, just even you using that as a metaphor, that speaks so much and is so relatable to the things that we go through in love and just taking that chance on love and being hurt. That I love this piece, man. I you know, I haven't heard it in a long time, so it was good for you to bring that again.
Hey, thank you, Kim. Appreciate it.
You're so welcome.
Indeed,
thank
brother.
You.
That's how you end the show. That's how you end the show with dope-ass poetry like that. Just the metaphor game is crazy, but like Kim talked about, you know, many times when we are, you know, feeling like that, especially about love, we don't have the ability to write anything that is compelling as what you wrote. And, man, that's an inspiring piece for anyone who wants to take the pen up and speak about, you know, their pain in that way. So, again, we appreciate you bringing that piece, man, and I know it's inspiring some more pens, brother.
I'm sorry.
So, get out that broom closet and go handle your business, man. Appreciate you making the time to press one and get on the mic, brother.
All right. Thank y'all. One love, y'all.
One love, really. One mic.
That was, for real, the poet Douglas handling his business tonight. He was a show killer. He did his thing, you know, no doubt. Always a phenomenal poet, but we don't always get the opportunity to hear him, and that was dope. I really enjoyed hearing him spit that piece. Tonight was amazing. Tonight was unparalleled. I felt everything rise tonight, the way people came, the energy, how people did their stuff, man, the wordplay, the cadences. This was just so much energy on the mic tonight, and it definitely inspired us because I felt like I was compelled to spit a certain kind of way tonight myself, and it seemed like Kim had that same energy spitting her piece because, again, I don't even remember the name of my piece after she spit. So I'm telling y'all, tonight was amazing.
It was, and I felt the energy that everybody brought through. Like, I love the fact that this show is every other week. And a lot of things can happen in life, you know, when you got a show on every other week. But the fact that it does not take away from the excitement, the level of dedication, and just, you know, wanting to come on here and just give us some of your new pieces, even some pieces that you reworked, some of the older pieces that fit it with brand new energy, just the elevation of the pen like Keith spoke about. That is what drives this platform. That is what drives us to want to do this every other week with y'all. So we, you know, this platform will be nothing without y'all. We appreciate every bit of energy you bring to this platform.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're going into, you know, years and years of this, and you guys keep showing up. And you guys keep listening to the replays. And you guys keep letting us know how you've been inspired and how you've been affected. So you just got to know you affected us as well. And with that being said, I'm going to have to end it with Take Off the Blues, because it's one of my favorite pieces, because that's just the energy of the night, some smooth shit. And this, once again, is Renaissance Poetry Jam. I'm your host, Keith Eric, the Renaissance Poet, with my co-host, Kimbrella, the Hurricane, on the mic. One more time. We'll be back in 2 weeks. We need y'all to kick it with us. One love with Mike.
One love with Mike. You're nice to me.
Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network.
Take your socks off.
This is Epiphany Radio. Radio.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is Songbird, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.